Joining us now in the studio is Kristen Smith of the Chapel Hill Chamber of Commerce. And Kristen, you're just walking in. I have not said a word about this yet on the air because I wanted to let you do the honors about the Blue Cross Blue Shield building, which we just got the word about earlier today.
Well, Aaron, you said big business news, and I hope that you're referring to the magnitude of this announcement. And I was nervous that you might be referring to my size or anything, so I'm glad that you're referring to that we have some exciting news to share. If Danny Green wanted to purchase the iconic Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina building, why wouldn't he? He would have $10 million left over.
Yeah, $45 million for the next 4 years. Good.
Danny Green actually did not purchase the Blue Cross Blue Shield building, but the North Carolina State Employees Credit Union made an offer, and it was accepted, and they are looking to relocate their Elliott Road branch and develop a data center and data backup center and technology center there. This is huge news for our community. We knew that Blue Cross Blue Shield was vacating the building in order to consolidate their operations to their Durham campus, and we're really excited to hear this and looking forward to welcoming both the State Employees Credit Union and their workers.
So that's really cool. So just walk me through the actual transaction. Who did they buy the building from? Was it still BCBSNC or was it?
Yes, okay. Yes, yeah. And they still have some operations here. And the mm-hmm. building, if you didn't know, is about 240,000 square feet.
Wow.
And folks really know it because of its rhomboid shape.
Which is a technical term for it looks kind of weird on 15501, right?
Exactly. But people know this building.
It's a really cool building with
yeah,
all the windows
exactly.
and everything. Yeah.
So we're really excited. We released a statement. Our chair, Bob Saunders, said, as the home of tens of thousands of NC State employees, Chapel Hill is a perfect location for this SECU expansion. We look forward to welcoming them and supporting their transition into their new space. And we're excited about this increased investment in our community. Our president, Aaron Nelson, said that Chapel Hill is grateful for Blue Cross Blue Shield's years of past and future investment in our community, and they've found an exceptional new owner for this iconic building. They'll be both a substantial taxpayer as well as a job creator across many employment sectors that have much growth potential, including technology, data management, and financial services. So we're looking forward to being the new home for the State Employees Credit Union and some of their operations.
Awesome. And I know this is great news because that building was sort of sitting there, and it was this great opportunity for someone to come in. So really cool that someone has. What does this mean in terms of, and I don't know if we even know this yet, the number of additional jobs it's going to create in Chapel Hill or taxes or things like that?
The SECU will pay taxes on this, although as a credit union, I believe they are considered a nonprofit entity. They will pay taxes. I think this does mean we could see the growth of hundreds of jobs, but we just don't know that yet, as this was just announced today. But we're excited about welcoming them to this community. We knew that this was an opportunity since Blue Cross Blue Shield made their announcement in 2013, but this is really, really exciting news. So
awesome.
Thanks for letting me break it on the air. I don't think I've ever done that before. So, if folks can read our whole statement at CarolinaChamber.org, find out more on Twitter, or visit Blue Cross Blue Shield's website for more information.
Oh, very exciting. So I was just driving by, and to get from here, the studio, to my apartment, I have to drive by the building every day. And I was just driving by yesterday thinking, oh, yeah, that's right. Are they going to find a buyer for it?
You had today.
I should have had that thought like 2 months ago, and we would have been making this announcement back in April.
But really excited. We'll certainly keep folks updated as we make this transition.
Cool. So any word yet on the time frame, like when they're going to move in? Or
no word on the
scanty details.
Time frame on that. But this was it's a 40-year-old structure that SECU plans to upgrade and refurbish. So I think it's a really unique structure that's been featured in New York magazine. It's been part of lots of museum and design exhibitions just because of its unique design. But I think to make it work for today's workforce and workplace, I think it'll need some upgrades. So, but that again is signifying increased investment in this community and showing that, as Aaron said earlier, that Chapel Hill and Orange County are great places to do business.
Awesome. All right. We're speaking with Kristen Smith, Chapel Hill Harbor Chamber of Commerce. I wanted to let you break that news because that was the big business news of the day.
That was the big business news.
Yeah.
So usually I bring the short and sweet business beat, but it is exciting to bring some big business news today.
Yeah.
So.
And speaking of the short and sweet business beat, we've got to talk about the big event that's coming up later on this week, which is the 4th of July.
Exactly.
What are your plans for the 4th of July?
So, if you are having a staycation, which I will reference Councilman Lee Storrow's recent staycation where he showed how much fun you can have without even leaving Orange County and keeping your tax dollars here. We've got, everyone knows that you can go and see fireworks at Keenan Stadium. Gates open at 7 with family-friendly activities. Are you hosting the watermelon contest?
I think that's going to be, okay. I'm pretty sure Zach Ward from DSI is hosting the watermelon contest. I don't know if I'm going to be there for it or not, but I know DSI is doing the watermelon contest again because that's become a tradition, so that's really cool.
Yeah,
and then Ron Stutz is going to be on stage hosting live music, all of the cool fun events, and then the fireworks at the end. So it's going to be a cool show.
It'll be really exciting. And then Carver will also have a reading of Frederick Douglass's essay. They'll also have the People's Parade, which I know you've narrated.
Yep.
And lots of exciting activities. Those activities start at the Weaver Street Market Lawn at 9:30. A parade from the lawn to town hall is at 10:50 a.m. They'll also have a lot of kid-friendly activities that'll run until 4 p.m. in the town of Carrboro. So feel free to join the folks in Carrboro for 4th of July. Chamber members Southern Season and Southern Village will be having their own celebrations. Southern Season will have their Red, White, and Blue Party. They have lots of special events in the restaurant and actually a sale going on through July 5th. I don't know if folks know, if you go to Weathervane, their restaurant, coffee for breakfast is free with your entree. There's 50% off cocktails, so lots of great sales to check out at Southern Season. And Southern Village will have some patriotic music from the Village Band and the Franklin Street Traditional Jazz Band beginning on the lawn at 2 p.m.
Awesome.
So have your staycation here for the 4th of July and celebrate Independence Day here in Orange County.
As soon as you said have your staycation, I wanted to add and eat it, too.
You can do that.
Have your staycation and eat it, too.
Restaurants. I'm still working on the on the data backup for my boss's claim that we have more restaurants per capita than anywhere else. So,
that would not surprise me.
So,
yeah.
So have your staycation and eat it,
and
too.
And eat it, too.
So,
that's going to be cool. And the reading of Frederick Douglass's speech, I got to do that, be part of that last year, and I'm going to be part of that again this year. And it really is a cool event. And I know they've moved it to the Century Center this year, so more people can be there to watch it, which is going to be really nice.
I'm really excited, and it sounds like Mayor Lavelle has been a driving force behind creating this event, and I think it'll be an opportunity for us to have some community-wide conversations that might be harder to have, and it might I hope it sparks some future conversations.
Yeah,
so.
Definitely. Awesome. So that's July 4th in Chapel Hill and Carrboro. Kristen Smith in the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. CarolinaChamber.org is the website. What else is going on in Chapel Hill?
A little bit to our eastern neighbor. Chapel Hill Carver Chamber members are invited to a regional networking event. The Extra Innings Network event is going to be at the USA Baseball National Training Complex in Cary. This is open to Chapel Hill Carver Chamber members, but there are many different participating chambers in this event, including the Cary Chamber of Commerce, Durham, Fuquay, Verena, Raleigh, and Holly Springs and Knightdale. So this is an opportunity for folks to network beyond our chamber and beyond, and really because we are one big region, Triangle region. From 6 to 8 p.m., it's going to be a free and family event with food and drink. on Tuesday, July 7th. It's called the Extra Innings Networking Event, and folks can stay for the baseball game.
Oh, nice.
So it's fun for the whole family, and folks can find out more at our website, carolinachamber.org, or at usabaseball.com. But again, remember, if you work for UNC, UNC Healthcare, the school system, and close to 1,200 small businesses, you're a member of our chamber and can participate in this regional networking event. So hope to see. I'm telling folks, this is a great opportunity to celebrate all of America's pastimes by seeing fireworks at Keenan and then joining us for the 8th annual Extra Innings Networking Event this Tuesday, July 7th from 6 to 8 p.m.
You got to have some apple pie in there too, right?
Oh, gosh. So
Somewhere.
Now yeah. I need to change some email communication going out to talk about the best place to get apple pie. I'd love to hear other people's votes, but I think I've purchased pies many places in Orange County. Particularly because I was born on pie, P-I day, so I'm always looking for great places to get pie. But I probably bet on Mama Dips having the best apple pie.
That's
so
true.
Do you have a favorite?
I have to think about that because I've gotten apple pie in a few places too, and I'm not thinking of any that just sort of jump out as that place in particular.
Yeah,
what we're gonna have to do is just go to every single place in town that has apple pie and just try a sample.
Absolutely.
Just make it a scientific
because
experiment.
We love America
and we love science. Yeah. This is a public service for you, the people.
So next week, where to buy your apple pie, and some other maybe not as big business news, but some business news next week.
So. Awesome, Kristen Smith. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Aaron.